Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Friday. Here's KSRM's Matt Wilson.
Shannon Davis, director of the Soldotna Chamber of Commerce, announced her resignation effective February 22nd after 8 years of service and 5 years of leadership. She will assist the board of directors with the transition. Davis is leaving the chamber to take the position of marketing manager with Central Peninsula Hospital. During her tenure, Davis championed collaboration and inclusiveness, working with community leaders to improve quality of life and help make Soldotna an economic and cultural development driver on the Kenai Peninsula. Shannon Davis explains the reason for departing the chamber.
Making the decision to leave the chamber was certainly probably one of the most difficult of my life, but I had to look at the impacts that the hospital has on Soldotna. Central Peninsula Hospital plays a vital role not only in our citizens' health and wellness, but also in our economies. So I'm thrilled to be joining a team of such a renowned organization, and I'm excited to start telling their story. But gosh, it's hard to leave the chamber. I love Soldotna so much. So I'm looking at this as just an opportunity to expand on that, stay involved with the community, while also just really embracing this new challenge.
Davis first worked for the Soldotna Chamber as Visitor Center Coordinator in 2002. In 2005, she became the Executive Director of the Kenai Peninsula Tourism and Marketing Council before returning to the Soldotna Chamber in 2017 to take on the director role. President of the Soldotna Chamber Board of Directors, Jerry Herring, says the Executive Committee of the Soldotna Chamber Board is working on replacement options for the Executive Director position. Shannon Davis explains the process for recruiting her replacement.
The Board of Directors, the Executive Committee of the Board of Directors, is currently working to find my replacement. And I know that we have some excellent candidates, and they will be excited to share that information, hopefully very soon.
Conagra Brands Incorporated is recalling approximately 2,581,816 pounds of canned meat and poultry products due to packaging defect that may cause the products to become contaminated without showing any outward signs of contamination, according to the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Food Safety and Inspection Service. DEC Food Safety and Sanitation Program has confirmed Alaska distribution. The meat and poultry products were produced between December 12th of 2022 and January 13th of 2023. You'll find a full list of the products and labels on our website at RayuKenai.com. The products subject to recall bear establishment number P4247 on the product cans. These items were shipped to retail locations nationwide, including Alaska. President Herbert Hoover may have supported a chicken in every pot. However, the Kenai City Council continues to struggle with chickens in the backyard. Kenai City Council members Alex Doffitt and Tia Winger introduced an ordinance that is not new, the chicken ordinance. The ordinance would allow up to 12 hens to be kept on certain Kenai lots under 40,000 square feet. Similar ordinances have been presented to the Kenai City Council in past years, once in 2013 and again in 2005. A chicken ordinance failed in both attempts and has again failed to advance as written through the council. At Wednesday night's Kenai City Council meeting, the council debated the ordinance and decided that further action on the ordinance will take place on March 1st at the Kenai City Council meeting. Sponsor of the ordinance, Councilmember Doffitt, spoke to the positives of this ordinance before there was further discussion by the council.
I think it's an important ordinance for food security, just for Alaska in general.
After much discussion, it was determined to send the ordinance back to the Planning and Zoning Commission to have a work session and make recommendations in time for the council to consider further action on the March 1st Kenai City Council meeting. For KSRM News, I'm Matt Wilson.
This has been This Week on the Kenai, on the One, KSRM. You can find these top stories and much more news at RadioKenai.com.